The personal side of the life of the late Ella Fitzgerald is the subject of the final segment of the Great American Songbook interview with author Will Freewald.
Really don't hear a lot about her as a person. What do you know about her as a person?
Well, I mean, there's not that much to say in terms of that personal life. I mean, she would not make a good TV movie. She didn't do heroin, and she didn't, you know, get busted and spend time in prison. I mean, she really, if you read any of the biographies of her, and there are a couple of good ones, I especially recommend the Stuart Nicholson book. Basically, after she was established as a big star, her life just reads like a travelogue or a discography. You know, she just would do a session, then she would go tour the world, and she'd come back and do another album. I mean, her whole life was her work. And she
was
really
she ever married?
She was married a couple of times, actually. Once to a sort of a fan and a hanger-on that somehow wormed his way into her heart for a short period, and once to the very famous jazz bassist, Ray Brown. But she really, like I say, she always kept her personal life out of the limelight. And I don't know if it was a question of really trying to hide things. It just, you know, she did not play it up that much. It just was, you know, she kept it personal. And there really, from every conceivable report, there really wasn't all that much to talk about there. You know, she just led a very simple, quiet life. And everybody I knew that knew her at all said that.
Well, there's been a resurgence in interest in the kind of music that Ella Fitzgerald typifies. Sometimes it's called lounge music. It's jazz music. It has pop overtones as well. What do you think Ella Fitzgerald's place in this resurgence in interest is?
Well, just if you like the standard songs, you'll never hear them sung better, particularly from a musical point of view. She just was the most supremely musical singer, and she serves to remind us, you know, apart from the fact that, you know, we tend to remember the words, and knowing the words to a song is kind of a crutch to our ears in helping us with the melodies, but with Fitzgerald, it's just the most amazingly example of how good those melodies can sound when they're sung right. And, you know, things like the classic Cole Porter and the Rodgers and Hart, and, you know, and jazz tunes especially, these like rhythmic baubles that she would do with a lyric, like I say, where the lyric wasn't much. Again, she just exonerates the melodies in such a way that she exalts them and she celebrates them, and she just makes those pieces of music just sound so supremely good. And really, she makes them sound the very best that they can sound. It's almost, I mean, I don't want to say it's generic, but, you know, if you really want to hear a song sung right, or, you know, how it should be done the best possible way, I would recommend a Fitzgerald record in almost every case.
We're talking with Will Freewald. I have one more question for you about Ella Fitzgerald and her place in today's music. Are there younger artists out today that you feel like are carrying on in the tradition of Ella Fitzgerald that are her artistic heirs, as it were?
Well, the funny thing is, I don't know. In terms of just singing those things the way she did, I don't know if there's anybody who, I mean, even in her time, there was nobody that really came up to her. And I think today, to work with those songs, I almost think you have to do something different. I really just think you can't just sort of do them straight out the way she did on the songbook records. You have to think of something new and unusual, sort of the way Cassandra Wilson or someone like that does. You know, think of a different kind of arrangement or something like that to bring it. Because just to do them in that way and bring yourself in competition with her, I would think would be a game you couldn't win.
Except that she's not out there to do them anymore.
Just comparing it to the evidence on record, you know.
All right. Well, Will, is there anything else you'd like to share with us regarding Ella Fitzgerald?
Well, just that she was great and she will be missed. And she already is missed.
I try to think that love's not around, but it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, that old devil said, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent with angel eyes? happy people. The laughs and the jokes on me. Pardon me, but I've got to run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta
Logana. This Great American Songbook audio edition was produced by Becknell and Lucas Media in association with Enviro Media. Your host was Marty Lucas.